Hi, I'm Kate from Psych for Life.
Throughout this module, we've learned techniques to help our children persist, including giving them feedback that's concentrated on their efforts, showing them our own struggles and challenges, and just talking to them. We've talked about the importance of persistence, how it helps children in school, in their careers, and in their relationships. But do we really want our kids persisting at every task? Not necessarily. While persistence is a good thing, there are some times we might want our children to redirect their efforts. Here are three examples. One, if they're pursuing a goal that's simply impossible. Two, if they're pursuing a goal that's at odds with getting along with another child. And three, if they're pursuing a goal that's simply not a priority. So let's start with when they've picked a goal that's simply impossible.
So when we're thinking about how we want to motivate infants and young kids, we don't want them to persist at everything, right? We don't want them to just try hard at every challenge that comes their way, because that's not always going to pay off, right? So now what we're really focusing on in the research is, how do we promote adaptive persistence? So how do we promote persistence in contexts where it makes sense to be persistent, where your hard work is likely to pay off? And that's what's really exciting about the work that's coming out right now, is we now have these new tools and these new ways to think about how to promote that sort of adaptive persistence. And we don't want kids to always persist, because some challenges are outside of our control. So we want kids to think about what's actually feasible, what's going to pay off in the long term. So it's good to think about all the different places we can promote persistence. But again, the key thing is, how can we promote adaptive persistence? And so that means for you as a caregiver is identifying what your baby can do on their own, what they can do with help, and what's beyond their capabilities. And when you're thinking about trying to work to promote their early persistence, think about that sweet spot, that in-between, what they can do on their own, but also with your support. And really pay attention to what seems to be appropriate for them at their developmental time point.
If your child is pursuing a goal that you've come to realize is simply not attainable, what do you do? Here are a few things you might want to consider. Chunking the goal down into smaller steps, or suggesting a smaller version of the original goal, or maybe just redirecting to a different activity. Two other times we might not want our child to persist are if they're pursuing an aggressive behavior, in which case we should intervene immediately, or if they're pursuing something that just isn't a priority, like trying to get to that next level of the video game when it's time for bed. For more information on topics like how to help our kids figure out how to cooperate, or how to help the entire family get better sleep, tune into our modules on those topics. So our key takeaways are, in general, we do want our children to persist. It's beneficial. However, if our kids are pursuing something that's impossible, that's aggressive, or that's simply not a priority, we may want to redirect them. And finally, persistence is a skill that goes hand in hand with a variety of other skills. We can build on this with skills such as time management and cooperation in order to help our kids grow into the people we want them to be. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in the next video.